there's a lot of people in on the Labour benches who are completely in disagreement with Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy's inherited a parliamentary Labour Party filled up with Blairites because during the Blair years, local parties couldn't choose the candidate they want. They had to choose from an approved list. And so it doesn't reflect the views of the majority of Labour Party members.
But in Parliament, I mean, most ordinary voters don't really make those distinctions. They listen to what goes on in Parliament. They hear stories of a parliamentary Labour Party meeting, the like of, I doubt whether you ever attended when you were an MP, where MP after MP absolutely laid into Jeremy Corbyn. One condemned him as an apologist for terrorists. Now, those sorts of things are always going to get out of what is nominally a private meeting. And what are voters to make of it?
Well, the simple reality is that Jeremy is not an apologist for terrorism. What we have to be honest about, though, is when Tony Blair took the decision to invade Iraq, our security services told him this would make us a target for terrorism. He took that decision, went ahead, and we started planning to cope with the terrorist attack when it came. So you would be naive to assume you can invade somebody else's country without putting yourselves at risk.
But what do you think should happen to these MPs that are in open rebellion now?
Well, I was in open rebellion. I mean, Jeremy Corbyn's been in open rebellion. This is different, though.
You would never have asked a question on the floor of the House of Commons to give Margaret Thatcher or John Major a free hit at Neil Kinnock or John Smith, would you? This is a different level.
Mainly those of us on the left, we criticise Neil Kinnock and Tony Blair on issues of policy. Didn't do this deliberate undermining. But it's not up to, I mean, Neil Kinnock, I remember once telling the DLP, Ken Livingstone's got the right to be wrong. And it's up to local Labour Party members to decide. If their MP is so out of line, they should have the same right to get rid of him as they have to get rid of Jeremy Corbyn.
So you're suggesting that local Labour Party members deselect MPs that do this sort of thing?
If they feel they want to. I mean, when I was an MP in Brentleys, the pro-Kinnockites, they ran a candidate against me in 1990. I didn't feel there was anything wrong in that. People should have a right to have an MP that reflects their views. But it shouldn't be done by the whips, and it shouldn't be the discipline shouldn't be imposed from the top. It must come from the below. The democracy.
Do you think that this is Jeremy Corbyn's biggest problem? I mean, would he be better with some of these people actually out of the Labour Party?
No, I mean, I think if Jeremy Corbyn starts to do well and we start making gains in by-elections and local elections, an awful lot of this criticism will die down. There are just dozens and dozens of Labour MPs who look back and think the Tony Blair years were the high point of human civilisation. They've got to come to terms with the fact. I mean, we did so badly at the last two elections because people didn't share that view.
Can you hand on heart say that Jeremy Corbyn's response to the Paris terror attacks has been entirely appropriate?
Yeah, I mean, he's asked a stupid question by the BBC. I mean, the Prime Minister don't sit in Downing Street and authorise shoot to kill. Neither does the Commissioner of Police. It's a decision made by the police officer confronting a terrorist. They take that decision whether or not to kill them.
And you've given exactly the right answer to that question, but Jeremy Corbyn didn't, did he?
Well, I think he was thrown by such a bizarre question. I mean,
No. It showed a great degree of naivety on his part.
I think he most probably felt he was being asked, would he be authorising this? I mean, and you can't sit in Downing Street and decide who should be killed on the streets.
But that's all he had to say, isn't it? I think the problem with a lot of people have, a lot of Labour MPs have, is that he didn't show any basic human empathy. It was his answers, but on the Saturday and the Sunday, were slightly robotic.
I thought he was being empathetic. I mean, with the loss of life and relatives in Paris. But the simple reality is an awful lot of journalists are just going into these interviews asking completely off-the-wall questions just to trip him up. And occasionally...
Oh, come on, that's what journalists do. I mean, it's not a surprise that political editor of the BBC sits down with a politician and asks a difficult question.
Journalists should be pursuing the truth. playing this silly game.
What a lot of people seem to be thinking is that there should be different rules for Jeremy Corbyn, and I don't understand this. Whenever I do a phone-in on how he's doing or anything, I get all... It's a bit like the cyber gnats in the Scottish referendum. I get assailed by people saying, oh, another opportunity to have a go at Jeremy Corbyn. Shouldn't we be holding him to account? Shouldn't we be scrutinising what he does and what he says? Why should the rules be different for Jeremy Corbyn?
I don't think it needs to be different to Jeremy Corbyn. I just think that British journalism over the last 50 years has got more and more degraded. The impact of Murdoch and Maxwell, rather than, if I think back to that, watching political debates in the 1960s and interviews, it was much more about issues, not all this personality nonsense.